Well, this morning, guess what verse I'm sharing from this morning? Psalm 73, turn to it. This never happens. Psalm 73 falls on a Sunday. It's always Saturday or Friday or all the other days, but this year it fell on Sunday. My favorite psalm in the whole Bible. Amen. It starts by saying God is good to Israel. But the psalmist, Asaph, says, but oops, God's good, but oops, my feet almost slipped. And then it tells why. Why were the psalmist's feet slipping? Because, he says, I was envious at the foolish. The New Living calls them fat cats. He was envious of the fat cats because he's living a life for God. But he looks at all these other people and he says he sees that they all have stuff. They've all got stuff, all the stuff they want. They live in luxury. They get along great. But they're utterly corrupt in their dealings and doings. So, what does he say? And I couldn't believe it. Pat, we're on the same beam, baby. I couldn't believe her testimony this morning, her praise report, because she said the change happened for this person who'd had no peace. She said the word, until. If you have a Bible, circle the word until in verse 17. I believe it's the first word in verse 17. Until he went into the sanctuary of the Lord and had a revelation of God. And it goes on and says with that revelation. But the bottom line is he sees that God is the strength of his heart, not him. Not what he's seeing, but God. Until we go into the sanctuary of God, until we pray, until we set apart time to be with God, to talk to him, and to hear back from him, we have no peace. We have no peace, and we can be envious. How many in this room, everybody close their eyes. How many in this room have sometime been envious of somebody who's just not walking with the Lord? Okay, put your hands up. God sees those hands. But there is a remedy for that. You can put your hands down and I'll open my eyes. I closed my eyes so I didn't see who his hands were up. You weren't talking to me. You were talking to God in that statement. Anyway, until we go to God and take our things to God, we don't realize that we aren't the strength of our heart, but he is the strength of our heart. Isn't that right, Jeannie? Amen. He's the strength of your heart to get us through whatever we're going through. So he goes on to say then in verse 28, but it's good for me, this is King James, to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. In the New Living it says, but as for me, how good it is to be near to God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. In God's word, it's translated this way. Being united with God is my highest good. I have made the Almighty Lord my refuge so that I may report everything that he has done. The Message says it. Great. But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. Amen. I agree. Amen. I've made the Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. Isn't that a neat translation? Amen. Amen. I'm in the very presence of God. When we go into the sanctuary of God, we're in his very presence. Amen. How can you be in the presence of God? Just spend time with him. He's right there and he's waiting. Come on in. Come on in. Amen. The Passion Translation says, but I'll keep coming closer and closer to you, Lord Yahweh, for your name is good to me. I'll keep telling the world of your awesome works, my faithful and glorious God. Ooh, yeah, I like that one too. But my favorite translation is the old Living Translation. It's hard to find now, but somebody's going to hand you a little card right now. Those people at the, I put one person in charge of the tables and hand out the cards. Oh, you got them. Okay. Does everybody have one? Okay. Everybody's got their cards. Great. Okay. We're going to stand and you can read it off the board or you can read it off your card. Amen. I put this verse on the back of my business cards. You take that home with you and you look at it several times this week. Amen. Especially if you're going through a hard time. But as for me, I get as close to Him as I can. I have chosen Him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways He rescues me. Amen. Do you agree?
Yep.
Amen. Let's worship the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm.